Upmanship Warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It was another night of unrest in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Protesters outraged over the fatal shooting of a 20-year-old black man by police during a weekend traffic stop. The police chief says it was an accidental discharge, saying the officer who fired the deadly shot apparently meant to fire a taser and not her service revolver. The prosecution expected to rest its case today in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, charged with murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. President Biden has met with a bipartisan group of lawmakers to discuss his $2 trillion spending plan billed as an infrastructure plan. Republicans have deep doubts about the proposal, noting that only a fraction of the spending would go toward traditional infrastructure projects. More details at srnnews.com.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Anne, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I am all on my own, 'cause I haven't gone to get my two shots of Pfizer. I'm still stuck at home while my friends all go out to restaurants and movies and bars. I am last in the line, and it's so hard to find an appointment for a vaccine. Though cases are down, nobody wants me around, 'cause I might have COVID-19. And all my friends are vaccinated, they're all traveling, taking vacations, but without me. I'm still quarantined.
The Marines said no thanks to the vaccine.
Marines?
Yep.
Yeah, is that right? But that's all right. Our commander in cheese. Speaking of cheese, today we have exciting news on grilled cheese.
Oh,
because it was grilled cheese day yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Well, it was Reuben Day, which was a grilled sandwich with cheese in it. I don't know if that counts.
So yeah, but
can we get a ruling on that? Does a Reuben with cheese in it grilled count?
No.
Okay.
I think it.
Oh, it was so good. Oh my gosh.
At 10 minutes after 6, first things first.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We're going to see wild temperature swings this week. For instance, today we may be near the record high, which is 88. We may fall 1 degree shy of it, but by Friday, we will be 20 degrees colder. Yeah, good bit of sunshine today. Again, near record high, but not the kind of summer humidity, though. Increasing clouds late. Dry this evening and tonight, low 60. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms are likely. High in the upper 70s tomorrow, but much cooler Thursday, high 71. And even cooler than that on Friday, with highs in the 60s, perhaps upper 60s. We'll be in the 40s in the morning. So the risk of scattered showers will continue in the forecast Thursday, Friday, and over the weekend as well. Right now this morning, clear skies, 56 degrees, it's 6:11.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So you get up in the middle of the night and, you know, it's nature's calling, and you go into the bathroom, and all of a sudden, you step into a puddle of water. Yeah, plumbing will pick the worst time to be a problem, whether it is the toilet that overflowed, or it's a leak in under the sink. And that's why Plumbing by Lukewire is ready to take care of you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call this number, and they'll answer it every time. 264-9666 is the phone number for Plumbing by Lukewire. They have upfront pricing. By that, I mean they come out and they diagnose the situation, tell you what it's going to cost, and then they stick to that. It's no surprises at the end, all right? At Plumbing by Lukewire, they're very professional. They also call and tell you they're on their way. The whole house plumbing inspection is something you should really look into, because it's great peace of mind. Let's say you're going to be going on vacation and you get, you know, you don't want to come home and to a catastrophe. They'll diagnose the problem and fix it before it becomes a major problem. 264-9666, Plumbing by Lukewire. Their Alabama certification number 84417.
What is this?
It's a show business.
Getting crazy, being unpredictable, that's your brand.
Who's ready to entertain?
To entertain folks.
Intensive good radio's preparation.
Oh, you're not prepared for this.
What is happening here?
I like your free-flowing format.
They got great banter.
They you get.
It's totally different.
Oh, we should start the show.
Okay. It's showtime.
It is showtime. A couple of minutes back, we promised you exciting news on grilled cheese.
Uh-huh.
Let's get to it.
We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
It's the scientist at Kraft. Yesterday was Grilled Cheese Day.
Yes.
And now Kraft has announced you'll be able to apply the aroma of grilled cheese anywhere you want it.
Kraft just released grilled cheese-inspired incense.
Oh, that smells just like a grilled cheese sandwich.
So get ready for a slew of grilled cheese-scented products.
Honey, are you making my favorite comfort food?
No, it's just a candle.
There's also grilled cheese-scented yellow foaming hand soap.
Mmm, my hands smell like a grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese-flavored toothpaste. Even grilled cheese-scented car air fresheners to hang on your rearview mirror.
Mmm, it's making me hungry.
There's also grilled cheese perfume, cologne, body lotions, and oils.
Ooh la la.
And coming soon, the Kraft Mac and Cheese Toilet Bowl Cleaner.
Yummy.
Get yours today.
Yeah.
So they do have grilled cheese incense, and they're giving away 1,000 sticks.
Sticks?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, but do you want food to, if you're on a diet, do you want food to tempt you? I mean, you want smells like that to tempt you?
You know, it was kind of hard walking in this morning. You know,
you smelled the bacon.
Greg texted me, and he told me, he said, there's scrambled eggs and some bacon.
And,
oh, you get in here and that bacon smells so good.
Oh,
but
no.
He was conservative on mine. I don't know about yours, but
I got
three
strips.
Okay, I got two. So he was conservative on mine, and it was perfect.
Now, I want everybody listening to think, I didn't give Rich three and you two because...
Mine were extra, big.
I did that because you have been fussier about your food intake.
And
you
still got
half of a thing of scrambled eggs,
which was the bomb that I had. How do you the fluffiness
and the creamy exterior?
The fluffy. How on earth?
One is butter, and one is I get the pan hot. I put the eggs in, and I pull the plug out of the pan, and I just flop them around until they're cooked on the fading heat.
Oh, on the fading heat.
I hate to give away a secret like that, but I could die later today. And somebody out there will say, geez, I wish I'd asked Greg how he does those
this would
eggs.
Be on the
show ready, Jenny.
This would be on Dead Bedell's news. And yeah, there we go.
Nice photograph, Rich.
Yeah. It looked good on TV.
I think you missed your calling on the photography side of things.
Well, at least I got something to fall back on. I don't know if that would pay very well.
I want you to know, Chase is like hiding like right around my chair. He's been coming back and forth, and then he'll sit and want me to scratch him, and then he'll, oh, now he's in Jay's chair.
Yeah.
And there we go.
Look at that boy.
See if he'll be checking for you, Jay.
Speaking of Jay.
Yeah. All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
All hail Jay. At 60 minutes after 6 o'clock.
He's like, oh, man.
Tell you what we'll do here right now while Jay's getting settled in. We'll get some local news and come back with our most electrifying story of the morning.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The first round of Alabama National Guard vaccine clinics wrapped up last week. The National Guard targeted the state's rural and underserved areas. Officials say they administered more than 10,430 vaccine doses. Starting October 1st, people in Alabama will be able to have beer, wine, and liquor delivered to their homes. Governor Kay Ivey signed the alcohol delivery bill into law Monday. Lawmakers debated this bill for years, but the proposal never won final approval until this session. And the city of Montgomery plans to hire around 200 teens and young adults as part of the mayor's Summer Youth Employment Program. The program provides job opportunities in various city departments. Applications can be found on the city of Montgomery's website. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer skin. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. Uh-huh. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
What?
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
They're playing my song on News Talk. Good body every morning, 6:19.
Bad allergies, red itchy eyes, my skin broke out in hives, coughing, stuffy. Sneezing and running.
everybody.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
By the way, we renamed the afternoon show. We're changing it from Happy Hour to Suicide Watch. I don't know that there's any more exciting moment in sports because it happens so rarely. In fact, it hadn't happened until in over 30 years in a professional bowlers event until this weekend.
Come on, kid, do it. The ginger assassin.
Oh, man!
The ginger
assassin. Give me some oxygen and water to spare the game. Brought to you by Guaranteed Rate. If you believe it, you can do it. Guaranteed Rate. Believe you will. Come on, kid, do it.
Wow. The last time it happened, guess who was there?
I know. Your picture, we've seen it.
1991. You ever seen it?
I have not. Yeah. No.
Let me see if I can impress.
Yeah. Have you ever called Raj the ginger assassin?
Not since you changed your hair color. But I was going to say, Show would love that because he's a true ginger. I want to show Jesse this because what's interesting is the guy that owned this is a PBA event in Sunrise, Florida. They have every year.
Right.
Don Carter, Hall of Fame bowler, owns the place. He was a friend of mine down there. And they were having an event, and I'd never been to a PBA event. So I called him up, and I said, is there any way you can get me in for this thing? He says, meet me here at 1 o'clock. It was a 2:30 broadcast.
Right.
So I meet him there promptly at 1, and he takes me, and he leads me, and we're climbing over ABC cable wires and all this other stuff. And he sits me between the bowlers in the tournament.
Oh, my God!
Right between them.
Yeah.
Heck, yeah.
I've seen the picture. It's prominent.
So this guy, I think his name was Amuleto. I don't know, that sounds like a...
Sounds like an omelet.
Yeah.
Amuleto with bacon and eggs.
This guy leaves up the 7-10, and I thought, man, wouldn't it be wild? And I called my sisters. I wore a white shirt with a black vest so I would stand out on TV.
Yeah. Stand out, yeah.
And
was Chris Schenkel calling the action?
Chris Schenkel was calling the action.
Yeah?
Let's see. Where's the one from... That's not it. Where is it? Where's the one with me?
That's YouTube. Did you want YouTube?
Yeah, it should be on there. We watched it there before.
Right?
Oh, boy.
Man, come on. Anyway, he picks it up. I have never seen this. I've been a bowling person my whole life. Watched it on TV in Chicago growing up. Nobody ever picks up the 7-10.
Right, it's hard.
Scroll down some more. Is it that one? With the green right there?
That one?
I don't think that's it. Never mind.
Can you? John Mazza, that's the one. All right, so watch. For crying out loud. Now I got two things running at once. Hold
okay,
on.
Here we go.
All right.
Oh, man! Give me some oxygen and water to spare the game.
This better come up quickly.
Right?
All videos. Let's go.
Well, no, my
here it is.
Establishments, which
now you see me sitting behind him.
8-lane establishment in the Detroit Athletic
right behind him.
John DeLore is the manager.
You're Chris Schenkel?
Yeah.
That's not so popular with John Mazza or Sherry of the 7-10.
I didn't get to meet him, though.
Mazza, who really threw a pretty good shot there, but when the lanes are breaking very sharply on the left side, remember there's no...
ask your teachers, when am I going to need this in real life? The answer is, you've probably found out as an adult, a lot of those things you just don't need. There's a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, everybody. I think we can all think of some of those things, and maybe we've forgotten them because they're just not relevant.
Algebra.
Here's my go-to algebra story. The teacher, Mr. Humphreys, is saying, as they're teaching us the quadratic equation, you better learn this because you're going to need this your whole life. Mr. Humphreys, if you're watching, I have never needed the quadratic
Neither
equation.
Neither have I. I thought quadratic had something to do with water, you know?
That's aquaponics.
Isn't it wild how remember the names of the teachers that tormented
us? Oh, yeah, sure.
My algebra teacher was Mrs. Kronos.
Yeah.
And she, I think she knew I was really not good.
Smart.
I was a great, ask these guys.
Isn't that some kind of Greek villain?
Kronos?
Kronos?
I think it's a planet.
That's what I was thinking of.
Kronos is a planet. But I'm very good at basic math. I can do it in my head like nobody else in the with my witnesses.
He is the best at that by far. But
when they started putting numbers and letters together, what is this?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
In defense of one of my teachers, Mrs. Lyons, who's also could have been difficult,
that's the way it was.
She was great about teaching simple declarative sentences and not long rambling sentences, and in great punctuation.
Miss Banks taught me that.
Yeah, so I got to hand it to her. I learned how to write.
I must say, I don't know if Jay can speak for this because we definitely had probably different teachers in the same school.
They went to the same reform school.
But. But all of my instructors, even, you know, my math instructors, even though it was something algebra was like, I'm not the greatest at, I had really great teachers that if you were having a problem, they took the time to help you.
Yeah.
And
like Randy Burkhalter.
Yes, like Randy. Right. And now Randy was not teaching when I was, you know, there, but...
Well, you're very recent graduate from that.
Yeah,
place,
very recent, yeah. So I was blessed in that aspect that I had teachers that wanted to see all of their students succeed, and it wasn't they intentionally tried to make things hard. So there has been a lot that I've applied in life from my teachers at Otago Academy, and I'm very thankful for.
Let's ask the two Utes on the TV about this.
Yeah, what about it, you guys?
Yeah, Jesse, I was going to ask you, I was asking Ryan about this, and he looked at me like I had three heads. Did y'all do anything like... junior achievement or exchange city growing up where like your class runs a city for a day and you learn about budgeting and writing checks and that type of stuff?
You know, we did some stuff like that actually in elementary school on a very basic level.
Yes.
I remember the first time that we actually were handed, you know, mock printed checks in the third grade.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, this is cool. So we actually in our class, you know, had to, you know, budget and, you know, buy groceries or, you know, pay the electric bill or, you know, we were given so much money to start off with and, you know, different things like that. So we did that really early and then we'd do like International Day doing different, you know, countries around the world and learning
seventh
different
grade,
things.
Home ec, they made the guys take home ec and that was very useful.
It was very useful.
Yeah.
And they taught you.
I don't know if you guys were listening in the break. I don't mean to brag about my exchange city experience, but I was the mayor.
Yeah.
All right.
So everyone in the studio was very shocked to hear that.
You got there on your looks. Let's be honest here, okay? Let's vote for the kid
and
boy.
And people could honestly say that I looked like a kid back then, whether they say it now or not.
Oh, I'd never say that.
I got to Ohio Boys State. The governor.
I did the Alabama State one.
I will say I was voted in senior class. You know, we do the who's who, like you vote on who's who. I was voted most likely to be the president of the United States. So
is that right?
Works for me.
I'd vote for you.
I would too.
Well, you got a few years before you're eligible. I mean, you got to be 35. So
did you
yes,
win
I do.
Any of those class awards? Like I was class politician, believe it or not.
I was supposed to be most ambitious. I was class president. And
I think
that.
You kind of fulfilled that prophecy. How about you, Jay?
Jay.
I just, they didn't teach me how to fold a fitted sheet. I still go back to that.
Back to the
still
fitted sheet.
Still on the fitted sheet.
It's eluded me for my entire life.
Do you know
life.
The quadratic equation, though?
No, but if I did, would it help me fold a fitted sheet? Maybe.
It may.
The quadratic equation, is that x equals negative b plus or minus the square root of?
Oh, Lord.
Like, if that's serious.
Look at the time, Andrew.
Wait a minute. Quadratic equation.
Rich, what you do, I have when this... we get off this segment, show Greg the divergence equation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're not far. It's ax squared plus bx plus c equals zero. That's
I thought
formula.
That was a rapper.
Yes. Okay, which one was the one that I was saying?
This is great television.
The math teachers
math
are...
Math teachers across the river region are sending emails right now. So.
And our producer is saving us all, getting us out of this segment.
Good.
You guys have a good one. We will check in with you tomorrow morning.
Okay. Send all equations to ajames at...
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Oh, that was good.
Jay
that
was, the
that's great radio and TV.
I thought we'd covered that before, and I was like, well, here's another list of something that they didn't teach me in school, and, you know.
Look at the smile on his face. He had a good time.
Just basic things that you do in life, you know, just something.
Something that's,
Here's how you run a washing machine. Here's how this, how to wash clothes. Here's how dishes should be done.
That was supposed to be taught, you know, in, like, home ec, but since they cut funding for it many years ago.
It's no,
really,
we'll see.
Rich is right. We learned fundamentals.
Mm-hmm. Stuff that was important. Yeah.
The thing of it is, though, is if they offered it as an elective, I probably wouldn't have picked it at that age.
Right.
I'd have probably never thought about it.
We didn't have
I'd have never given it thought until the point where I had to actually, it was like, why didn't they teach this?
We had to take it in seventh grade, I think.
Yeah. Oh. Well, we did
and
some
we had to swim naked in high school. Did I ever tell you that story?
Yeah. The Chicago school. Well, that,
I've
not
never
just
heard
Chicago
this story.
School.
Wait a minute.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, most YMCAs in the country used to be the naked, too. I mean, as far as swimming in the pool.
This is something that's actually such a legend that if you do a search on Google, it will fill out the question for you about Chicago public high schools requiring nude swimming.
That's
I learned a lot. we had a former Marine as our swim teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know when he was one of those guys, 20, that meant you did 20 push-ups. He made the entire bunch of us walk the perimeter of the pool on our knees as punishment. I don't even remember for what, but man, that was on your knees on those little tiny pool
naked?
Tiles. Yeah. Hey, there's nothing like walking around on your knees behind a big butt.
That's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
It was great TV, now it's great radio.
Yeah.
Is it? That's what I want to know.
That was funny.
Okay, thank you, Larry King. We appreciate it. This is...
Oh, did I not write it up there? Yeah, it is.
No, it's just that...
He's got it covered up.
Rusty shrank.
And it's small. Yeah.
So this is Scott.
There you go.
Hi, Scott.
He had to make that bigger.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
I want to give you a little quick story of when I used to teach school. I taught at a small school.
Are you a math teacher?
Hold on. I taught at Calvary, which you Utah Academy guys probably remember.
I remember Calvary. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and so it was a small school, so this is how it worked. I was hired to be a history teacher and a coach, and eventually I ended up teaching consumer math.
Consumer.
And so what happened was...
I've never heard of that category, consumer math.
Yeah, that's what y'all were kind of talking about, and mm-hmm. it just cranked my tractor there. What happened was they had
never
the kids
that
and once they got to be like juniors, seniors, they divided them into the ones that are super good at algebra. They went on to algebra 3 and trigonometry,
uh-huh.
and the others went to consumer math. Well, I got the consumer math class.
I got you.
And so we're teaching along, and it kind of became this thing in the school that I noticed where the trig and algebra 3 kids kind of looked down on the consumer math guys. You know, the consumer math started looking like, you know, they were second rate.
Remedial.
And so I went to the trig teacher and said, hey, I want to do something, if you don't mind, to kind of, you know, I'm a little mad about this. And so we took them and just had them do things like, we had a competition between the two classes, who could actually figure out a mortgage payment, who could balance a checkbook.
Now, balancing a checkbook is good. That's good, yeah.
But you don't really need to do that.
You don't anymore, but you did for a while.
Consumer math was way better. I mean, the trig kids were useless when it came to actually figuring out how to pay bills.
Useless trig
kids. So anyway,
kids.
I just wanted to put that in. And, you know, the other thing that all this stuff that you learn, and some kids are pegged as smarter, but the classes like consumer math and home ec, like Rich was talking about, are way more useful.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
It's something that should I be able to actually go on campus in the fall and teach for my PhD program, that's something that we're actually looking at in a career and tech program, but expanding on that a whole lot more because we're missing that in today's world of education for sure.
Life is a continuing
100%. Thanks again. Thanks, guys.
Glad we cranked your
tractor cranking FM in the morning. I like that. We got to work that into some problems.
Hey, that's a Calvary statement.
Maybe get Jeff to cut that.
cranking your tractor
every morning.
You know what they don't teach, but as an adult, it can be the hardest thing to learn how to do.
What's that?
I can't give you an airplane answer on do.
No, go ahead.
It's ask for help. Now, if you say, what's that? That would be assistance.
I know.
But that's not important.
I mean,
asking for help when you most need it.
Or directions.
Pride and ego get in the way. Now, Chuck Granger is there to help.
Oh.
Nice segue.
He has gone into this message.
He's got it. He's got extended segues now. I didn't know this started as a segue, but when it was over, it finished as a segue.
Does Mr. Granger know the quadratic equation, I wonder?
I bet he probably does, because he's actually a very smart man.
Go ahead. This is a man. He was legal advisor to the Alabama Public Service Commission, assistant attorney general, general counsel to the Alabama Secretary of State. I bet he does.
Can he fold a fitted sheet?
Why did you
forget
about
the sheet for a moment?
When you ask for help, and believe me, life happens. Sometimes I did not tell the radio business to turn into this continuously changing thing that just rattled my life in the 90s, and I found myself deeply behind the eight ball when it came to money, and I had to do a Chapter 13. My only regret is that I didn't do it sooner. I put up with calls and collectors for months. The harassment, the names they call you.
That goes to your point of asking for help, something hard to do.
I wish I had done it sooner. Call Chuck if you've got a situation, you've got collection calls coming in, and the pandemic did a number on your finances, don't sit there and take it. Call Chuck and take advantage of a system that's designed to spare you that kind of misery. And there's no shame in it whatsoever. Just don't deal with it one more day. That's it. Call Chuck at 260-0500. Chuck Granger, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, GrangerLegal.com. He's a really terrific guy. It is 6:38, the timeline coming up next.
Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic, if you're about to head out this morning, things are looking really good around the area. We have a little congestion, East Boulevard and East South Boulevard. That's about it. I-65 and 85 looking really good through downtown Montgomery. No issues as far as accidents in Montgomery with Tumpka, Millbrook, Prattville all checking in with the all clear this morning. No accidents, no issues in those cities as well. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credit, slow credit, MCS in Wetumpka is just a phone call away. NMLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
April showers bring May flowers and also great deals from Brubaker Motors on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
At Liggers Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Liggers customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Liggers on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Liggers good.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:42, cue the piccolos. We're ready for the timeline for April 13th with your host, Rich Thomas.
That one piccolo player is a little off. Go stand over there in the corner. It's the 103rd day of the year. 262 days are left. National Scrabble Day. What does that remind you of? Harold Delaney.
Yes. We have to play that today.
National Scrabble Day. It's International Plant Appreciation Day. No, they're not appreciated. Well, I mean, I appreciate them, but they die at my house. Plants do. National Peach Cobbler Day.
Ooh.
That sounds good. On this date in 1743, Thomas Jefferson is born. He was born very young. 1861, Union forces surrender at Fort Sumter. 1928, the first nonstop flight from Europe to North America. Some German pilots made this happen, taking off from Ireland, landing on a small Canadian island. 1943, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt dedicated the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. on Thomas Jefferson's birthday. That's an interesting building. It's built over a swampy area, and it's the foundation is very interesting. If you ever get a chance to look at the special on the Smithsonian Channel on that.
I proposed to my daughter's mother on the steps of the Jefferson Memorial.
Is that right?
On a starry, starry D.C. night. It was beautiful.
Nice.
Starry, starry
That's before
night.
They put the barbed wire fence up, you know.
Uh-huh. Right,
to keep the prisoners in.
It's a beautiful building. At night, have you seen the lighting
absolutely.
Night? Oh, my gosh. So on this date in 1965, the Beatles recorded Help during an evening recording session at Abbey Road in London. And while we're talking about the Beatles, why don't we do our song of the day? One of the many songs that come up in conversation the week before, and I say, I'm going to do that next week on the timeline. This is a Beatles classic from the Hard Day's Night soundtrack, 1964. It's a John song. You want to take a stab at it? What song? Hard Day's Night soundtrack, John song. And we've talked about it last week. It came up in conversation. Anyone?
I put it in yesterday.
No.
And I've already forgotten what it was.
Okay. So, I love the harmonica in this one. John is playing it. I should have known better with a girl like you. I would love everything you do.
I never realized what a gift.
fifth Beatle.
And when I ask you to be my... 1984, Pete Rose smacked his 4,000th hit. The only player with more was Ty Cobb, who had 4,191. Rose eventually beat the mark after finishing his career with 4,256 hits. He's still not in the Baseball Hall of Fame, and today he turns how old?
Pete Rose?
Pete Rose today.
I'm going to guess 80.
You're amazing. He is in the WWE Hall of Fame, though. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. 1994, Billy Joel officially separated from Christy Brinkley.
She would not... Well, I got to interview her over... It was about 10 years ago.
But they tell you up front...
If you bring up his name, she will hang up on you. Mm-hmm. They were real upfront about that.
I think it's mutual. I think he hates her, too. 1997, Tiger Woods became the youngest golfer to win the Masters, age 21. Also the first African-American player to claim a major golf title. He won his fourth Masters in 2005 and his fifth in 2019. 12 years ago in 2009, Phil Spector, convicted of second-degree murder for shooting actress Lana Clarkson. He was sentenced to 19 years to life, but he died in prison January of this year. Little Ricky Schroeder, you want to take a stab?
Ricky Schroeder, 60?
He's 51 today. That's the most you've ever been off.
That's the most he's been off, 9 years.
Max Weinberg is 70, E Street Band and former Conan O'Brien drummer. The Reverend Al Green is 75 today. Wally on Leave It to Beaver, Tony Dow.
76.
He is 76 today. And Paul Sorvino, who was Paulie in Goodfellas, and I can't imagine anyone playing that role other than Paul Sorvino, is 82 today. We're 26 days till Mother's Day, 45 days till Memorial Day weekend, 68 days till Father's Day, and Christmas, Santa works again in 256 days. That's the timeline.
With your help. Hey, let's go car shopping real quick here at Jack Ingram Volkswagen and visit the certified pre-owns. By the way, I just want to reiterate one thing very briefly. I know it's in my car. But Volkswagen has, for the last several weeks, had their very first all-electric vehicle available for test drive. I believe they still have it. It's called the ID, the ID4, and it's really an experience. There were two things that were particularly memorable. One was the acceleration of this vehicle was incredible. Two, I have never been in a car of any kind, maybe a golf cart, where you could do a complete, the turning radius was like within the dimensions of the vehicle, just unbelievable. Great performer, a total state-of-the-art interior. And let's take a look, if you want to drive Volkswagen, some of the certified pre-owned opportunities you have, like this Jetta. It's a 2020. It has 4,000 miles on it, so you have almost all of the original warranty miles plus the 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper. It's black, and it's under $18,000. Plus, they have great interest rates available on the entire Volkswagen line. The Beetle, they've got a Beetle with just under 10,000 miles. It's black and beautiful, convertible, too. And that is available at Jack Ingram Certified Pre-Owned Volkswagen. They've got Tiguans, a couple of those, three actually, and a Passat or two. So you've got plenty to choose from. But the neat thing is all of these vehicles are available with many original warranty miles left in the 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper. Their product knowledge is incredible. You will love working with the folks there. It's my favorite dealership of the whole Ingram family. Just the way it's designed is so cool. So stop by and visit them. It's time to love what you drive, and nobody makes that easier than Jack Ingram Volkswagen.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Yesterday we had 85. Today we're looking for 87. The record is 88. Good bit of sunshine on this 13th day of April. Increasing clouds later on in the day. Dry this evening and tonight. Overnight low temperature will be around 60. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely. We drop down a notch to the upper 70s tomorrow. Much cooler Thursday. High barely 71. Only upper 60s Friday after a morning low in the 40s? Wow. Widely scattered showers continue in the forecast. forecast Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's not going to rain all the time, but the risk of showers will be around. Right now, clear skies, 56 degrees. The time, 6:51.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile. Like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Can I finish the most electrifying? We had to cut it short because we're going on the TV segment.
The 7-Eleven split?
Yeah. So, because Jesse never saw this before. And we played a clip from a guy, first time since I saw this 31 years ago that it's been done. Those of you who bowl know this is almost near impossible. This is John Mazza at Carter Lanes in Tamarack, Florida, 1991.
Better, but nothing on the left. Ma's in a little trouble. Well, Mark Ruff did it on Cass and Bo. The man from Mount Clemens. He is thanking the Great Spirit. Wow, Latriqua, that baby.
Look at Greg. Look at him.
Was I handsome?
Yes.
What happened?
Thing called life.
Yeah.
ABC. Every Saturday afternoon, they had bowling.
We never missed it. You know, when you grow up in Chicago, and you know, Midwest, it's right. In the winter, you deal. Bowl. That's about one of the few wintertime options you have. Back in just a couple of minutes with today's Cheap and Trashy.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388. Trust Mays Heating and Air. They've been in business for 35 years.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. There's a new Netflix show called The Serpent. It's nice to see Tommy Lee's junk add another credit to his IMDb page. Travis Barker got a tattoo of Kourtney Kardashian's name. It would mean a lot more if he didn't already have a tattoo of everyone else's name. Vaccine slots are going unused in Mississippi, as are salads. Their easy solution to get people to show up for the vaccine, make them bacon-scented. And singer Lou Bega turns 46 today. He sang Mambo No. 5. There's only one thing worse than that song, the people who made it a hit. This is not headline news.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Yesterday, the story broke just before happy hour, and we spent some time on it. All the Minnesota sports teams, those based in Minneapolis, did not play yesterday. And I honestly, like, the Red Sox are in Minnesota for their one trip this season. I don't see how they're going to play at all. I really don't. I've been waiting for this to be an issue. Last year, it wasn't because there were no fans, but for fans to get safely to a ballpark with riots happening, I just don't see how they're not going to be able to cancel the series or play at all.
because it's not going to get better there.
No.
It's been getting worse.
In fact, it's volatile. It's so volatile in Minnesota right now.
And that horrible situation yesterday with that kid.
Yeah.
Who, and that a 26-year veteran of the police.
Thought it was a taser and not a gun.
And her reaction, quoted, because the body cam video's out there, was, I shot him. That's what she said. So that should never happen, but could it have happened at a worse time? I can't imagine that it could have. So we'll see how all that plays out, but I'll be shocked if they get any of those games in. The most iconic movie themes of all time. I'm going to save that for a conundrum. A possible conundrum. It could be fun. Did you know that Macaulay Culkin has a kid with a former Disney star?
I read that this morning.
No.
Brenda Song. Macaulay and his girlfriend Brenda welcomed a baby boy last Monday.
Hmm.
Wouldn't it be awesome, man, if they redid the Home Alone concept? He does the Macaulay Culkin face so perfectly, man. Anyway, that's a, that would, of course, how could you do Home Alone today with all the, when they made the movie, you just went to the airport and got on the plane.
Yeah.
There wasn't a home today.
Oh, that's
so
true.
You got to go through.
Yeah, that's, I see what you mean.
Hey, Dopey, I'm sorry, did I say Dopey? I meant Opie. Ron Howard has written a memoir with his brother Clint. A memoir of Hollywood and family, and it goes into detail about what it was like hanging out with Andy Griffith and Don Knotts in a train beer, which Clint worked with on Grizzly Adams.
And Clint has been in every single movie at some role, mm-hmm. in at every Ron Howard movie.
I like looking for his dad in the original Andy Griffith show, because Ron Howard's, Clint Howard's father, played a bunch of little minor characters in that show. All right, that goes with the movie themes. 10 American Idol contestants from last year are vying to get into this season's competition. Last year they got sent home because of COVID-19, had to finish the season remotely. But now 10 of the 20 finalists are getting a chance to compete the way they were originally meant to, and they'll perform on Monday. Anybody remember when we used to care about American Idol?
No.
I remember every Tuesday night after the performances, I'd watch the whole show at home, zoom down to CBS8's old studio on the boulevard, and I'd do a guest shot with Stephanie or one of the anchors from that time, Glenn Hallbrooks, on who I thought would survive. And I was pretty accurate, huh, Jay?
Yes, you were.
I picked the winner 4 years in a row, too.
And you were still doing the morning? Were you doing the morning show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you,
morning and afternoon and that. It was fun. I had a good time doing it. Did Dr. Oz make fun of Jeopardy contestants? I don't know. He was not a popular choice to guest host the show. Now it sounds like he wasn't too popular with contestants. One of them, by the name of Emily Seaman, says he actually made fun of them. She says after she failed to answer a question, she heard him making fun of it to one of the producers. I can't believe they didn't get this one. Well, maybe you're just a little bit too bristly there, Emily. Why didn't Emmy Rossum return for the Shameless finale? If I knew who she was and what that show was, I would do that story.
I finally said I can't take no mas of Shameless.
What is that on, what, Netflix?
It's on Showtime.
Oh, you get that too.
It's it's Massey. What's his name? Macy?
Oh, yeah, William H. Yeah. Macy, yeah.
Yeah.
Shameless. What's the premise of the show? I'm just curious.
They're all
low lives.